From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Secretary of State Colin Powell today said an unidentified tipster in Iraq will get $30 million. The U.S. had promised a reward of $15 million for locating each of Saddam Hussein's two eldest sons. The two were killed by U.S. troops 2 weeks ago. There's a $25 million reward for finding Saddam himself. Also today, the two top hunters for weapons of mass destruction in Iraq told members of Congress those weapons will be found. NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol.
David Kaye was once a key U.N. arms inspector in Iraq. He's now a CIA special advisor who for the last 5 weeks has been heading the hunt for weapons there as part of the Pentagon's 1,500-member Iraq survey group. After briefing members of the Senate Armed Services Committee behind closed doors this morning, Kaye assured reporters that the search for those weapons is going well, but he did not promise results anytime soon.
We are making solid progress. It is going to take time. This was a program that over 25 years spent billions of dollars, 10,000 people, was actively shielded by a security and deception plan. So it is not something that is easy to unwrap, but we are in the process.
Kaye did not report finding any of the banned weapons. Instead, he spoke of past trickery.
We have found new evidence of how they successfully misled inspections of the UN and hid stuff continuously from them. The active deception program is truly amazing once you get inside it. We have people who participated in deceiving UN inspectors now telling us how they did it.
Kaye said the arms hunters have been holding back on divulging what he said was solid evidence of such weapons. He said that information has to have both documentary and physical evidence, as well as what he called multiple Iraqis willing to talk about it.
We do not want to go forward with partial information that we have to retract afterwards. We're building a solid case that will stand, and we welcome international scrutiny of that case after we have the evidence assembled.
Kaye was asked about a front page report in today's Washington Post, saying the U.S. has so far failed to find senior Iraqi scientists who would confirm that Iraq was pursuing weapons of mass destruction programs when it was invaded. He said the article was wrong. Senate Intelligence Committee Chairman Pat Roberts stood nodding in agreement alongside Kaye and Major General Keith Dayton, who heads the Iraq Survey Group. Roberts, a Kansas Republican, asked for patience.
I think they're making significant progress, and to borrow a phrase which I think will be accurate on down the road, don't be surprised if there is a surprise, and it would be very positive.
Roberts gave no clue what that surprise might be, but Kaye too said today Americans should be prepared for surprises. John Warner, the Republican chair of the Senate Armed Services Committee, was cautious when pressed on when Americans might learn about the banned weapons that President Bush has said are certain to be found in Iraq.
The administration will determine, with consultation with coalition partners, certain evidence, facts, and findings and conclusions should be released to the public.
Were we talking about days, weeks, months?
We would not want to put a timeline on that.
Democrats who were briefed by the arms hunters expressed disappointment that no weapons have yet been found. On the floor of the Senate today, Russell Feingold of Wisconsin said those weapons were the reasons the Bush administration insisted on invading Iraq.
The bottom line was the regular invocation of the line, "We don't want the smoking gun to be a mushroom cloud." President, the bottom line was weapons of mass destruction.
Democrats are not saying those weapons won't be found, but they're making it clear this is an issue they'll keep talking about as next year's elections draw closer. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.